We're looking at the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, a few lines up from the bottom of the Amud. And as an introduction, we'll say that the Torah, for every single korban, sets up a time and a place, which is Roy Lavodas HaKorbanos, and for Achilas HaBosar. In other words, in a case of a Bosar Zevach, where the Dam or the Memurim were taken out of their allotted makom, their allotted place, which is a roi lahem, they become posel. Or, alternatively, if the time allotment passed, not just the place where they're allowed to eat the karbon, then the karbon becomes posel. In addition, the Torah says that if someone at the time of the avodo, the kohen, had a machshava that the Zrikas Adam or the Aktaras Imurim or the Achilas HaBosa should be either outside of its allotted place or outside of its allotted time, that means Chutz L'Mkomo HaRoylo or Liachar Zman HaRoylo, is the carbon becomes possible as a result of such machshavos. And the Mishnah that we want to study now and the Mishnah afterwards is dedicated to clarify the laws of Machsheves Chutz L'Mkomo, Machsheves Chutz L'Zman, which passel the korban. And the Mishnah says, Hashochet es hazevach Lizrog Domo Bachutz. This is what we call Almanas. His mindset at the time of the Shechita was that the Zrikas Adam would be outside of the Azara. Miktsas domo b'chutz la'zara, or even if part of the dam would be taken out of the azara, and that's the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to go on to speak about chutz zmano and chutz mkomo with regard to haktaras emurim. But before we get to that, let's just mention that the question that arises here is about the nature of this psul in a case of chutz lazora or mikzas dovo chutz lazora. Are we talking about a machshava that inherent in the machshava is the psul of the dam? And we would say the following: psul ze al yidei machshava lizuk zedam b'chutz. Kayom, shall we assume it exists, this psul dafka, only in the case shekshechishev lizrok al hamizbeach shebona b'chutz, he built a mizbeach outside of the azara, and his intention was to be zorek on that mizbeach. That's the psul that the Mishnah is referring to. However, if he thinks of Zrikas Adam on some place outside the Azor, which is not a Mizbeach, that's not considered Zrika Klal. And it's like he was Choshev Lishpach Adam Bachutz, and that's not a Psul Mekarvan. Or shall we say that in any event, since his Machshava was that the Zrika should be done in a way that it's not a Zrika, that itself is a psul. And that's an issue in the Achronim. Another issue that the Achronim raised is with regard to the next part of the Mishnah, Machsheves Saktora Saimurim Bechutz, where he's going to take the parts of the korban, of the Basar korban, that have to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach. These are the parts called the Emurim. And we're talking about like Kazayis is worth of the Emurim, and he has in mind to do the Akhtar Bachutz. Then again, does the Machshava to passel the carbon have to be on a Mizbeach Bachutz? And later on in Masechta Zvachim on Daf Kuf Ches, there's a Machlokas Tanoim with regard to the din of Maktir Kodshim Bachutz, who's Chayev Kores. Does that apply only if he's makhtir on some sort of a a structure that was built for the purpose of serving as a mizbeach, or even if he takes a stone and he's maktir on the stone. And the Sfasem says that that machlokas over there, which is machlokas tanoim, is relevant also to our sugya, as far as the psul of machsheves chutzim komo. The Chazon Ish claims that according to all opinions, the sela on which he's going to be maktir the emurim outside the azara has to have at least a height of asar tfachim. If he's going to do the haktar on the ground, the way we burn our chometz, he's not chayev at all for kodshim bachutz. It means, again, bachutz here in our Mishnah has a definite meaning to it, in which we're duplicating either the zrik or the haktar bachutz. Let's go on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, O miktas a murav bachutz. The amurim, again, are the parts of the sacrifice of the evrei hakarbon, which are burnt on the mizbeach. They're called a murim, miloshen amira, or tzivui, that Hashem commanded us and pronounced that we have to be makter these parts of the animal, as the Rambam points out in his Hakdamah to Seder Kodshim. And included in Emurim is the Chelev Ashel HaKerev, and also this Chelev Al Gabi HaKeva. All these concepts will be clarified as we go along. Then the Shtei Kloyos, the Chelev Aleihem, Im Chelev Shalak Solim, and then Zioseres HaKoved. He takes from the Koved a little bit with the Yoseres. If it was a carbon of Kvasim, then he has to add the aliyah to all of these. And the Rambam addresses this at the very beginning of Hilchos Maisa Korbanos, when he speaks about the fact that the Emurim apply to all Korbanos with the exception of Ola, which is Nikteris Kolil. There are no parts, the entire carbon is burnt on the Mizbeach, and it doesn't matter how you classify the various organs of the behemoth, of the Zebach. And whatever we see in our Mishnah with regard to Emurim applies to all karbonos, and with regard to the Ola, with regard to all its organs, all its parts, kol avirim. Now, the Mishnah goes on to say that if it's miktas emurim b'chutz, whether it's lahakter emurim b'chutz or miktas emurim b'chutz, again, the minimum shear here is going to be a kezias. If he has a machshava for less than a kezias of the emurim, that doesn't passel the zevach, as we'll learn in the Mishnah later on daf chof tesamid beis. The achronim of Kivega, at the head of the group, wants to understand, or they want to understand, why did the Mishnah didn't add this stipulation, kezias me'emurav, as it does a little bit later on when it speaks about the basar, kezias mibsoro. The Mishnah should have been symmetrical. And then the Mishnah says another possibility of passing the korban, the machshav of lechel bisoro bachutz, outside of the allotted area where you're allowed to eat the basar. And we're talking about kodshim hanecholim, which would either mean kodshim kalim like shlomim, or kodshim like chatas and osher that are eaten by zichrei kuhuna. And he has a machshav of chutz la'azara. In the case of kodshim kalim, which is eaten b'chol ha'ir, all of Yerushalayim, he has a machshav to eat the karmon outside of the confines of Yerushalayim. And here the Mishnah says, O kizayis mibsoro bachutz, O lechol kizayis mi'or ha'alya bachutz posel. If he has in mind to eat a kizayis worth of basar bachutz, again, whatever bachutz means relative to the classification of the karbon, or to eat from the or ha'alya, the alya is the what we call in Hebrew the zanav, the tail, and the alya has a skin around it, Now, this part of the animal is korban gabi mizbeach. In the case of kvasim, in sheep and so forth, in other types of animals, where there's no aktar the alya, so that's irrelevant to alya. Alya of kvasim is called rechava umechila kamus gedola shel shuman. It's made of mostly shuman. And that's in the case of kvasim of sheep. In the case of an aliyah of izim, of goats, for example, there it's what we call daka. It's not rechava, it's very thin. And that's true for most animals, that the aliyah is very thin. The exception, as we said before, is the sheep, the kvasim. Our Mishnah is talking about aliyah shel keves. And that's why we're talking about a kezias. It's not practical or common to have a kezias in the case of an aliyah of another animal other than kvasim. In all these cases, the Mishnah says pasul. And not only that, but ein bo kares, if somebody eats it, he's not chayiv kares. And the reason why there's no chayiv kares is because until this point in the Mishnah, the Reisha of the Mishnah is addressing the case of chutz limkomo, and chutz limkomo, although it passes the korban and generates an iser achila on the basa, but nevertheless, it's not pigul, and therefore the meat doesn't have a chiv kares for its achila, because that's only in pigul, which is chutz lizmana. So if one ate the meat outside of the prescribed area, he's not chayav kares, Rashi says. You're not allowed to eat the meat, and the korban is pasul, but he's not chayav kares. Then the Mishnah goes on in the Sefer to speak about chutz lizmana. Now, all the korbanos require zrikas adam before shkia sachama, dam nifsal v'shkia sachama. And the Haktar Seimurim goes into the night following Shkia Sachama up until Amud HaShachar. Now, with regard to Zrika, so the Mishnah says that if he shechts the Zebach al Menas, again for the condition, that's how he sets up his Machshava, Lizrok Domo L'machar, that the Dam should be sprinkled after Shkia, that's already chutz lizmano to machsheves pigul. Oh, miktas domo lemocher, even if he has in mind that part of the dam, not all the volume of the dam, should be nizrak after shkia sachama, or he has in mind almanas lahaktir a murav lemocher, meaning after amura shachan the following day, miktas a murav lemocher, part of the emurim, or lechol baso lemocher. Or the meat should be eaten chutz lizmano limachar. Now, if we're talking about shlomim, then shlomim is able to be eaten limachar. It's eaten for 2 days and one night. And therefore it's more logical to assume we're talking about either chatas or asham, or amongst the shlomim you have toda, which can only be eaten for through the night and not the next day. As far as Zrika Saimurim and Akhtar Saimurim, even in the case of Shlomim, it's considered Lamachar is Chutz Lizmano, as Rashi points out here. The Mishnah continues and says, O Kizayis Mibsaro Limachar, or he's going to eat a Kizayis of the Basar tomorrow. O Lechel Kizayis Me'or Ha'alya Limachar. And it would seem from the Mishnah that in all these cases, pigul v'chayoven aleha kares, if you eat it, you're chayv kares, the psule machshava of chutz l'mkomo chutz l'zmano are in one of three situations, either during the avod of zrika, or the aktara, or the achilas habasar. Let's say, for example, his machshava was to be mekabel l'dam, or to be molech l'dam, chutz l'mkomo, chutz l'zmano, that would not passel the Zevach. That's the impression you get from the Mishnah and also from the Rambam in Hilchos Psulei HaMikdash Perek Yud Gimel. And the reason is because the source of this halacha later on, Adaf Chav Chesam in Beis, that you need a machshava on achilas Adam or achilas Mizbeach, those machshavos apply during Zrika, Haktorah, and Achila, but not during Kabbalah Saddam and Holocha Saddam. So therefore, any machshava regarding Kabbalah Saddam, Chutz L'Zmanu, Chutz L'Mkomo, Holocha Saddam, Chutz L'Mkomo, Chutz L'Zmanu, would not passel the carb. The Mishnah concludes by mentioning that if you eat this basar, Yechayev Karis, that's the Isur Karis of Piglets, it's derived from the Pasuk of Vayikra, Zion, Vim Heyochel Yochel Mipsar Zevach Shlomov, Biyom Ashlishi, Lo Yirotze, Hamakrav Oso, Lo Yechoshev, Lo Pigul Yir, Vanefesh Ochelis Mimenu, Avono Tisa. And the Gemara later on, Adaf Chof Ches, is going to clarify these drashos. Rashi, in his commentary on the Torah, says that the Lashon Pigul means mituav. It's disgusting. It's like repulsive. And again, the source for all these dinim is going to be clarified on Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. Now, the Mishnah says that if you have a machshava to eat from the Or Ha'aliyah, Chutzum Komo, Chutzum Zmano, that passes the Karbon, and the Gemara assumes right now that we're talking about the aliyah of a keves, because in the Torah at the end of Sefer Shmos, it's referring to the aliyah of a keves, which the aliyah in the case of kvasim is one of the emurim that is subject to haktorah gavi mizbeach. In cases like a gdi or an aiz or a shor, usually the language of the Mishnah and the Gemara is not Aliyah but Zonov. The Gemara later on is going to clarify that there are other reasons why a Mishnah is talking about Aliyah Shel Keves. Savrua, the Chachamim thought in the Beis Medrash, as far as the mitzvah of Haktorah or Aliyah, here we're turning to Chof Chesam and Aleph, Ke Aliyah Dami. The skin of the aliyah of the tail of the sheep has the same status as the basar itself, and therefore, just like the aliyah is burnt on the mizbeach, so too the or is burnt on the mizbeach. That's the assumption of the Gemara at this point, and the Gemara is going to ask a question based on that assumption. Now, there's something called hafshata sa'ar, where you strip, you flay the skin, and if we assume that or ha'aliyah ke'aliyah dami, it means even if you flayed the skin, you would have to be makdir the or as a separate entity. So the Gemara asks, v'ha, k'machashiv me'achilas mizbeach li'odom. Since the din is that or aliyah has to be subject to haktorah to be burnt on the mizbeach, therefore, when he has a machshava about achilas ha'aliyah, whether it's chutzum komo, chutzum zmano, he's considered machashiv al dovar shedino lios nechal b'mizbeach, and that doesn't passel a karba l'chora. So again, when you're talking about a machshava chutzum zmano, chutzum komo on something that's subject to achilas adam, that passels the karba. But if you're talking about something that is not subject, doesn't lend itself to Achilas Adam, but rather it's totally designated to Achilas Mizbeach, in such a case, there's no, lechora logically, it just shouldn't be min adin, according to the strict law, pasul the karb machshava zu. So then, how do we interpret our Mishnah, which assumes that a machshava chutzum zmano chutzum komo in aliyah applies within the context of psul hakarbon? Omar Shmuel says, Hamani, who's the Tana that authored our Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer he.
Tiomar mechashrim meachilas mizbeach lachilas odom umeachilas odom lachilas mizbeach. In other words, as far as the psul carbon is concerned, if you have something that's subject, that's designated for haktar al-gab mizbeach, and you have a machshava of chutzis man or chutzim komo, that also is included in the din of psul carbon. The snan, we learned it in Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to come up a little bit later on in Daf Lamed Hei. Hashochet es hazevach. First, we're going to learn the chachamim sheet against Rabbi Eliezer. And his machshava was al menas lechol, meaning lechol means chutzis mekom chutzis mano domashein darko lechol, something that's only subject to haktor al gabi mizbeach but not to achilus adam, which we call a murim is haktora. Or in the flip side, he has a machshava al menas lahaktir domashein darko lahaktir. He's going to take the basar of the carbon in his machshava, which is a nechal yodam, and he's going to be maktir on the mizbeach, chutzim komo chutzim zmano, is kosher. According to the Chachomim Shita, that's not a machshava posel, it's Rabbi Eliezer posel. And the Gemara Menachos has an entire sugya on Daf Yud Zayin to explain the root of this machlokes, and the question that the Gemara is going to raise there is whether or not Rabbi Eliezer's psul here is doraisa derabbanan. Shmuel here apparently understands that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the psul is doraisa because our Mishnah is talking about a chi of kares. It must be a doraisa. Now, according to Shmuel, if our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Eliezer, who holds mechashim me'achilus mizbeach achilus adam, so why did the Tana mention the case of Or Ha'alya? Why add the word or? Even the aliyah itself is achilas, is designated for achilas mizbeach. So why add the word or? And Tosus here, Dibra Maschil Omar, gives an answer that there's a agav urcha kamashbal in here, there's a by the by, he wants to tell us that the aliyah is royal achila. Most skins, hides of animals are not edible, and therefore the whole machshava la'ochlo is not meaningful. But in the case of alya, in the case of the ora alya, then it's a machshava poselis because it's roi la'achilas adam. It's roi la'machal adam. In the case of other oros of animals, if you had a machshava on for achila, then even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it's not a machshava poseles insofar it's that as the fact that the or is not a Michael, it's not royal Michael Adam. So the Gemara now has a question on Shmuel. B'mayu kimta, how did you interpret our Mishnah ki Rabbi Eliezer? Ema seifa. Let's take a look at the seifa. The Mishnah says, and this is later on, it's called the Sefer, but it's printed on Chof Tesam and Bey, Zeh HaKlal, Kol HaShochet, VaMakabel, VaMolich, VaZorek, any of the four Avodos, Almanas, for the purpose of Lechol, Dover Shedarko Lechol, Ulahaktir, Dover Shedarko Lahaktir, so the Machshav of Chutzim Zmano, Chutzim Komo, again, in Chutzim Zmano, we're talking about Pigel with a Chiv Kores, and Chutzim Komo, Pasling the Karbon, with an Isra Achila without Kares, is the Mishnah stipulates that it's got to be a Dover Shedarko Lechol, or Lahaktir, Dover Shedarko Lahaktir. In all these cases of Machshava, Chutzim Zmano, Chutzim Komo, it's something that's designated for that Achila, for that Akhtora. And the Gemara is Medayik. Dover Shedarko Lechol in. When is the Machshava generated Psul? That's only if he had a Machshava Achila, Dover Shedarko Lechol. But if it's ein darko lechol, if it's something that's designated for haktorah, to be burnt on the mizbeach but not to eat, lo, there's no machshava poseles. Is asoin l'rabbanon? Clearly that part of the Mishnah, which we call the Sefer, reflects the sheet of the Chachamim against Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Shmuel, we have to calculate, which is a little bit uncomfortable, reisha Rabbi Eliezer, but Sefer Rabbanon. That's very uncomfortable. That the Reish should be attributed to one Tana, and the Sefer, without mentioning any names, is the Tana Cholekes. Omalei in Shmuel says, okay, it's not so comfortable, but in many cases of Shas, we do apply the principle of interpreting the Mishnah, the Reish and the Sefer, as being authored, attributing it to two different Shitos, two different Tanoim, and that's what we're going to do here in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara wants to suggest another approach to our Mishnah. Rav Huna Omar, Rav Huna says, "Or alya lav ka alya dami." Not the premise of Shmuel that the or has the same status as the alya as far as the mitzvah of haktor is concerned, but rather you strip the or of the alya and then you do the haktorah. Not on the or, but on the aliyah itself. And therefore, if a person has a machshava to eat the or ha'aliyah, chutz l'mkomo or chutz l'zmano, that's a machshava posels, because it's lechol dovar shedarkol lechol. It's not a dovar shedarkol ha'aktir al gam mizbech. We're not talking about something that's designated for achilus mizbech at all. Now, this halacha that a machshava poseles does not apply unless he's thinking about achil of a davar shedarko lechol really has two different dimensions to it. Number one, it's got to be a davar roi l'achil mitzad din, according to the law. In other words, there's no mitzvah haktara. And secondly, it has to be roi l'achil l'bnei adam in mitzius. It has to be not only legally designated for Achilas Adam, it has to be physically designated for Achilas Adam, to the exclusion of Atzamos Ugidin, which is a subject of the Mishnah later on, Alamed Hey, which are not royal Achilas Adam, these sinews and these bones. And our sugya is only clarifying the status of that part of the animal as far as Haktor is concerned. The Gemara assumes, as a Dover Poshut, that the Or Ha'ali, as we mentioned earlier, is Roy Lachilas Adam. It's Michael Adam. Not like the skins and the hides of other animals, but in the case of Kvasim, which is the Mishnah is referring to, it's a Nechal. It can be eaten by Adam. So now at this point, the Reish and the Sefer of the Mishnah, according to Rav Huna, reflect one in the same Shita, namely the Chachamim Shita, that the psul of Machshava Poselis of Chutzli, of Achilus Chutzli Zman of Chutzli Mkomo, applies only with regard to something that's designated for Achilus Adam and has no application to something that's designated for Haktor Al Gabi Mizbeach. And therefore the Or Ha'alya here, insofar as it's not designated for Haktorah, becomes a Dovar Ha'omid L'Achila. It's Roy L'Achila. Darko Lechel. Omar Rav, my Taima Dirav Huna. In other words, there's something bothering Rav over here. When it's, since the Torah says that you have to be Makter the Alya, so Pashtus would be the Alya, including its skin as well. How do you know, how does Rav Huna know that the skin that covers the Alya is excluded from Haktorah? My time with Rav Huna, and the Gemara answers, because with regard to the Haktorah Seimurim of Kvasim, which is at the beginning of Vayikra in Perek Gimel, it says, Vehikriv Mizevach Hashlomim Ishe Lashem Chelbo Ha'alya Tmima. And the Torah adds the word Chelbo, which means you have to be Makriv the Chelev Ha'alya. So in other words, Chelbo is an adjective that defines and limits the Alya. And Chelbo comes to exclude Velo Or Ha'alya, not the skin. And according to Shmuel, what are you going to do with this chelbo, this pasuk chelbo? So perhaps You could take a look at Rashi al Torah there. Vayikri Gimel Chelbo Hainu Achelik Hamuvchar Shebekarbon. Chelik always means the best part. And when it says in the Torah here that you should be makriv the Chelik Hamuvchar, the choice part, that includes the Aliyah. The word chelev, it doesn't mean just the chelev as opposed to the or, it means the best of the aliyah. Now again, there's a whole discussion here based on the Ramban al Torah, which is not relevant to us now, about the shuman sheba aliyah, and whether its status is equal to chelev of other behemos. In any event, the Gemara now brings a third sheet, a third approach to that Mishnah. Rav Chisda Omar li olam or ha'alya ke'alya dama. He agrees fundamentally with Shmuel that the status of the or ha'alya is the same as the alya, and therefore it's designated as the alya itself for haktorah. Why is the machshavas chutz uzmano chutz lemkom on the achilas or ha'alya? A machshava posel. The Mishnah is talking about a case of the alya shel gedi, and in the case of the alya of a gedi, not as we assume from the get-go that we're talking about a keves, but we're talking about a goat. The din is that the alya is not brought on the mizbeach, and the Gemara already derived this back on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and therefore the status of the alya of the gedi is like basar akarban, it's roi lachilus adam, and therefore the Mishnah that presents and formulates the machshava poselis of achilu chutzim komu chutzus mano that passes the karban applies here as a davish roi lachilus adam, because we're talking about alya shel gedi, and therefore even the chachamim could agree to our Mishnah. The entire Mishnah reflects the shita of the chachamim. Kulo kishmuel lo amri. Rav Huna and Rav Chisda reject Shmuel. They're not willing to accept that Reisha, Rabbi Elezer, and Sefer Rabbanu lo mukmi. They're not going to split the Reisha and the Mishnah. They want to maintain the integrity of the Mishnah as one whole entity, one whole unit. However, let's understand what is problematic about Rav Huna. Why didn't Shmuel, or for that matter Rav Chisda, accept Rav Huna? Lo amri, what's the hole, so to speak, that you can punch in the thesis of Rav Huna? Alya or alya ka alya dami komash malun. In other words, they understood that the status of the or alya is equivalent to the alya itself. So therefore, we have to go one of two ways. Either we have to assume that we're not talking about the alya of a kevis, but rather, as Rav Chisda says, the alya of a gedi, and therefore the Mishnah could reflect the Shitas Chachamim. Or alternatively, the way Shmuel took it, that since or ha'alya is ka'alya domi, and it's muktar al-gabi mizbeach, therefore we must be holding like Rabbi Eliezer, whose opinion is that even davar shedarko lahaktir is also subject to a psul of machsheves chutzim komu chutzim zmano that passes the karmon if he has in mind to eat it chutzim zmano chutzim komu. Now the Gemara wants to know, Kirav Chizna, my time lo amri, why is it that Shmuel and Rav Huna rejected Rav Chizda, that we're talking about a case of alya shel gedi? And the Gemara says that what bothers the other Amoraim, what they find difficult in Rav Chisda's interpretation of the Mishnah, is that there's no chiddush in that Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that he's machashev to eat the or ha'alya, and that's a machshava poseles, that's not a chiddush, because or ha'alya ka'alya dami, it's roi lachila, because it's in the case of other of animals, you know, you're talking about something that's very, very soft. It's soft meat, and it's edible. In other words, now the Gemara is talking about or alya ka alya domi, not from the perspective of alpidin, meaning that there's some sort of halachic comparison between the Aliyah and the Or, and they're both nechal as far as the absence of haktor, but now we're talking about they're both nechal b'mitzius in terms of the physical reality of being roi lachilus odom, and there's no difference here between the Or and the Aliyah, since the Or is very soft and edible. So therefore, they rejected Rav Chisda's interpretation, because the fact that he was machshava chishev lochlo lemachar is the same identical machshava as eating as a monas lechel kezais mibsor lemachar, because this is roi lachila. Just emphasize here that we're talking about the Or HaAliyah, which is Roi Lachilu. We're not talking about the rest of the Or in the remainder of the animal. And the Gemara now asks the following question. Tanina, we have a Mishnah in Masechta Chulin, V'elu sharoseim ki bisaram. What's considered as far as the laws of Tumah, where you need something that's Roi Lachilu to be Mekabel Tumah, which skins of the animal are considered ru'uyim lachila because of their softness? And the Mishnah says, or shetachas aliyah. In other words, this or that's inside the pnimius, inside the animal, the aliyah of the animal, it's close to the goof of the animal, it's roi lachila. Why? Because it doesn't have any hairs on it. In other words, the or on the outside is full of hairs, and that's not roi lachila. So in another event, we know from a Mishnah in Chulin that or ha'aliyah is ka'aliyah dami as far as being a nechal. And now the Gemara wants to see if we can defend Rav Chisda against this attack. And the Gemara says, Rav Chisda istrich. According to Rav Chisda, the Tana here had to tell me that as far as Kodshim is concerned, or ha'aliyah is considered a davar shedarko lechal. Even though Linyan Tuma, we've already decided based on the Mishnah Chulin that it's Roy Lachilas Adam, it's Darko Lechol. Salkadait Chamina, I would have thought. Hani Mili, when the Mishnah Chulin establishes that Ora Aliyah is Roy Lachila, that's only Linyan Tuma. Why? De Rochich Mitztarif. Since the Ora Aliyah, the inner Or, is soft, it's Roy Lachila, and therefore it's part of the Sheer Tuma. Meaning, Ochlin Ametamin, if they have a shear of Kibetza, or Nevela is Metame, if it has a shear of Kizayas, and we can integrate the Or HaAliyah, says the Mishnah Chulin, into the Kizayas to make up a shear, or to make up the shear of Kibetza, because it's soft and it's edible. Aval Hocha, but here in the case of Kodshim, Ema, there's a havamina to say that it's not considered a davar shedarko lechol. Why? Because with regard to matnas kahuna, in Bamidbar Yudches, the Torah says lechol kodshim bnei Yisrael lechanas atim lemashcha, and that's going to up the ante and the standards for what's royal achila. Lemashcha is legdula. In other words, the Torah says that what you give to the Kohen in the context of the mitzvah of Matnas Kahuna is something that's Lemoshcha L'gdula. What does that mean? Kiderech Shamalach Melachim Ochlim. It's something that could be fed to a king on the royal table in a banquet. But in the case of Or HaAliyah, is Lo Avidi Melachim Diachle Hachi, even though it has a status of Roy Lachila, and therefore it's an Ochel as far as Kabbalah's Tumah, but where there's a special additional requirement in the Havamina, and that is that it has to be Lemoshcha, Ema Lo, we would assume that Ora Ali is not called Lemoshcha. You can't call it a Dovash and Dark Lachal Bigdula. And even though the subject here is not Kodshim so much, strictly, it's really Matnas Kahuna, and Ora Aliyah B'Karban Shlomim belongs to the Bailim, it's not something that's given to the Kohen, so there is a bit of a gap here in the Gemara's analogy, but nevertheless, there is a valid room for a common denominator. Is kamashmalon, therefore the Mishnah had to tell me, no, don't say this way. Even as far as kodshim is concerned, the Ora'ali is considered a dover roi lachila, it's a nechal, lachilas odom, and therefore the psula machshava poselis in chutzuzmana, in achilu chutzuzmana chutzum komo applies. Again, we're reflecting the sheet of the chachamim. And the question I wanted to raise with you is, does this svara of Rav Chisda exist even lamaskana? In other words, are there any differences lahaloch lamaisa between a dovra nechal to be makabel tumah to tarif the shear of kabbalas tumah and a dovra nechal as far as kodshim is concerned? And this has to do with a sugya called shlil, which is part of the covering, the placenta over the fetus of the animal, which is considered roi lachila as far as tumas nevela is concerned. So it's mitzarif to the shir kizayis to be mekabel tumas nevela, but it's not considered dovash adarko lechol, because for most bnei adam it's not nechal. And this is a sugya later on in daf lamed hey. So if a person was mechashev laochlo with regard to the sholil chutz lizmano, it would not generate a machsheves pigul. Masha Enkin Ba'ora Aliyah was saying that it's roi lachila, it's not what you call mos, it's not an extreme, disgusting, repulsive thing. But the only question I have for you is, if this be the case, why did the Amoraim reject Rav Chisda based on the kasha? We already learned it in Chulin that Ora Aliyah is Makai, is mitzarif to the shir for Kabbalah's Tumah. If we can't derive conclusions from Kodshim, from Tumah to Kodshim, as we saw in the case of Sholil. So we're not clear why the Chacham would have rejected Rav Chisda. Now, the Gemara is going to try to prove that Ora Aliyah is not Ke'aliyah, and this again is going to be a kasha on Rav Chisda, who assumes that Ora Ha'aliyah is Ke'aliyah Meisvei. We have a brisa hashochet es haola, and what was his thought when he shechted the ola al menas? He had in mind lahaktir kizayis me'or shetachas alya chutz limkomo. So, with regard to the basar haola, which is niktar kulo, it's completely burnt. The or is not burnt, but the or tachas kalya. Tachsa Alya has the din of Basar, it's Roy Lachila, and therefore it's Mukhtar al-Gabi Mizbeth like the rest of the Ola. So therefore he had a Machshava Lahaktir, Kizayis Mi'or, Tachsa Alya, Chutzim Komo, Chutzimano is possible. But since we're talking about Chutzim Komo, that doesn't generate anything more than Isra Achila, the Embo Kores. If he had a Machshava Chutzimano, that's already a Machshava's Pigul, the Chayim Alea Kores. And then the Brisa quotes a shita of Elazar ben Yehuda, Ish Avelim, which is the name of a place, very strange place. Some say it's Ish Ablum. And his shita, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, the name of Rabbi Yaakov, Echeno Yerav Shim ben Yehuda, Ish Kfar Ikus, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Echad Or Beis HaPrasos. And this is the Or that covers the arkuva lamata, that is the from the knee and down in the behemoth dakan in the smaller animals, the echad or harosh shel egel harach, an egel which is less than a year old has an or shel rosh which is very soft, the echad or shetachas ha'alya, that's our discussion here. V'chol shemanu chachomim gabi tumah, and anything which in the Mishnah in Chulin with regard to tumah, kabbalas tumah, is listed, enumerated on the ve'elu she'roseim kibsaron, meaning that's roi lachil, and therefore it's makabel tumah b'shem ochel, is lahavi or shel beis haboshes. However, in the case of Or Shel Beis HaBoshes, which is the Rechem of the Nekeva, that Or is not included. But leaving out the case of of or shall base haboshes and all the other cases enumerated here of or, they have the same din as basar. And if you shechted a carbon ola, almanas lahakdir, any of these oros, whether it's the or of base parsos or the or harushal egel arach or the or of tachas alia, all of these that are listed in chul and chutzim kol apostle the embo kars chutzim zman of pigul v'chayovin olea kares. So this sheet of Elazar ben Yehuda adds base parsos, which again is the skin that covers the leg on the bottom of the leg, and or roshal egel rach. The Tanakam apparently holds that these kinds of oros, those two, are enom ru'uyim lachila. And that's a sugyan chulin adaf kuf chaf base. In any event, the Gemara now fills in the question. We're talking in this brisa about ashochet es ha'ola, and the implication is ola in aval zevach lo. In other words, why did the Mishnah specifically introduce the case of an ola with a machsheves haktora of an or alia apostles the karbon, mashma that in other zevach, which includes all other types of karbonos, lo? The Tana didn't teach us that a machsheves haktoras ha'aliyah would be a machsheva poselis. It would seem that as a general rule, the ora aliyah is not considered part of the murim. Again, we're talking about a machsheva of haktora chutz l'zman chutzim koma, of haktora. So therefore we need according to the Chachomim of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Eliezer, we need something that's lachilas mizbeach, correct? Lachilas mizbeach, and we're assuming that this alya, or shall we say the or shell alya, taksa alya, is not a dover amuktar al gabi mizbeach. It's not part of the emurim. So bishleim, that makes sense. L'Rav Huna, Rav Huna holds that or ha'alya eina ka'alya. And hainu diktani. Now we understand why the Tana this brisa mentions ola. Only with regard to ola is the or ha'alya considered a dover haniktar al gabi mizbeach. Again, it means as we saw in Shitas Rav Huna, that when the Torah in the parasha of Haktoras Emurim of Keves classifies the Aliyah as a Dovar Hamukter Al Gabi Mizbeach VeHikri Mizevach Shlom Ishi L'Shem Chelbo HaAliyah Tmima, Rav Huna says that Ora Aliyah Lavka Aliyah Domi, and therefore the Ora Aliyah is not included in the Haktorah, in the Mitzvah of Haktorah. So it makes sense now that in all karbonos, if he has a machshava of haktoras or shetachas ha'alya, chutz l'zman chutz l'mkomo, that would not be a machshava poselis. And let's point out that when the pasuk, according to Rav Huna, says chelbo ha'alya, which means the or ha'alya is not included in a murim, that's only legabi all karbonos. There's that miut that excludes the ora alia, which is not chelav alia. That doesn't apply to ola, carbon ola, because as far as kaktaras ola, the pasuk says at the beginning of Vayikra, v'yarchu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen es ha-nisachim. And since ora alia is basar, and with regard to ola, all basar is muktar agabi mizbeach, therefore the brisa makes sense that if he had a machshav in an ola to be maktir the or shetachas ha'aliyah chutz l'zman chutz l'mkomo, that is a machshava poselis, because the or of the aliyah is the din of basar and not the din of the aliyah itself. In other words, it doesn't come under the definition, the classification of a murim faktorah, but rather under basar fachila. So in the case where his machshava faktorah was for the aliyah and we're talking about a korban ola, since the mitzvah of haktorah in the case of an ola applies to basar, and or ha'aliyah is considered basar, therefore this is machshava poselis. And in other korbanos, however, we understand very well that this would not be a machshava poselis according to Chachamim, because the Or HaAliyah is a Nechal and not a Mukhtar. It's not singled out and designated for Achilas Mizbeach. So if he says the Achilas Mizbeach of the Or HaAliyah should be Chutzus Mara Chutzum Koma, that's not a Machshava Poselis, because we're not talking about something that lends itself as designated for Haktorah. So Machshavas Haktorah Chutzus Mara Chutzum Koma would not pass the Korban. And everything fits in beautifully. This price is understood. Ella l'Rav Chizah, but according to Rav Chizah, who maintains that Or HaAliyah ka'aliyah, which means that it's included under the parasha of Chelev, and its subject to Haktorah, is my area the Tani Ola. Why does the Mishnah, the Tani of the Mishnah, mention Ola? Listen, Zevach. It should have said the word Zevach to include all Karbonos, meaning in any Karbon. Again, the Gemara doesn't mention Shmuel here. That's a little bit problematic, and that's what Tosfos speaks about Ella here. But in any event, according to Rav Chizah, certainly we have a problem here, because in all Karbonos, insofar as Or HaAliyah is considered a Dovra Niktar, and it's considered together with Chelev HaAliyah as something that has to be burnt on his bath, it would be a Machshava Poseles if he has in mind to be Makhtid Or HaAliyah Chutzus Manu Chutzum Komo. And the Gemara offers an answer. Amal Chorav Chizda Ibois Ema. If you like, I'll say be Al Yashel Gdi, that this price is talking specifically about Aliyah Shel Gdi. And therefore, the Bryce I had to mention Ola and not Zevach Stam, because in the case of Aliyah Gdi, that's not considered a Bechlal, it's not considered included in a Murim, but rather it's a Dovra Nechal. So therefore, in all Karbonos is considered basar lachilo medes lachilas adam, and therefore the machshav chutzim ochel chutzim anu chutzim komo would not pass the carbon in haktora. Again, his machshava was haktora chutzim anu chutzim komo iboy sema. Another answer: tni zevach, that enochinami should take out the word Ola and replace it with the word Zevach, and applies to all Zvachim. Now, the Gemara doesn't mention here Shmuel. Shmuel also accepts the principle of Or HaAliyah Ka'aliyah. So Tosfos Maskil Ola, Maskil Ela, I'm sorry, tries to justify why there's no kashya on Shmuel. And he answers that if the Tana, the Mishnah, would have mentioned Zevach instead of Ola, there would be no benefit, Lohayim Arviach Klum, because we could still make a mistake and think that Or HaAliyah Eino Ka'aliyah L'inyan HaKtorah, because this Brisa would reflect the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that there's a Machshava Poseles from Achilas Odom to Achilas Mizbeach. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't have a kasha on Shmuel. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop here. And Im Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shiur, we'll pick it up from Posel the Ein Bo Kares, which is about 7 lines up before the end of the Omer.